Second point, the measure is not the same for all. Some sinners say, but God is merciful. Who I ask denies it. The mercy of God is infinite. But though his mercy is infinite, how many are cast into hell every day? The Lord hath sent me to heal the contrite of heart. God heals those who have a good will. He pardons sins, but he cannot pardon the determination to commit sin. These sinners will also say, I am young. You are young, but God counts not years, but sins. The number of sins which God pardons is not the same for all. Some he pardons 100, others 1,000 sins. Others he sends to hell after the second sin. How many has the Lord condemned to eternal misery after the first sin? St. Gregory relates that a child of 5 years for uttering a blasphemy was condemned to hell. The Most Holy Virgin revealed to that great servant of God, Benedicta of Florence, that a girl 12 years old was damned after her first sin. A boy of 8 years died after his first sin and was lost. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, we find that the Lord instantly cursed the fig tree the first time he saw it without fruit. May no fruit grow on thee forever. And immediately the fig tree withered away. Another time God said, for 3 times of Damascus, and for 4, I will not convert it. Perhaps some daring sinner may have the temerity to demand an account of God why he pardons some 3 sins, but not 4. In this we must adore the judgments of God and say with the Apostle, O the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments and unsearchable his ways! The Lord, says St. Augustine, knows whom he spares and whom he does not spare. To those who receive mercy, he gives it gratuitously. From those who do not receive mercy, it is justly withheld. The obstinate sinner may say, but I have so often offended God, and he has pardoned me. I also hope he will pardon me the sin which I intend to commit. But I ask, must God spare you forever, because he has not hitherto chastised you? The measure shall be filled up, and vengeance shall come. Samson continued to allow himself to be deluded by Delilah, hoping that, as on former occasions, he would escape from the Philistines. I will go out as I did before and shake myself. But at last he was taken and lost his life. Say not, I have sinned, and what harm hath befallen me? Say not, says the Lord, I have committed so many sins, and God has not chastised me, for the Most High is a patient rewarder. That is, he will one day come and punish all. And the greater the mercy which he will have shown, the more severe shall be the chastisement which he will inflict. Saint Chrysostom says that God should be dreaded more when he bears with the obstinate sinner than when he punishes him suddenly. Because, according to Saint Gregory, if they remain ungrateful, God punishes with the greatest rigor those whom he waits for with the greatest patience. And it often happens, adds the saint, that they whom God has borne with for a long time die unexpectedly and without time for repentance. And the greater the light which God will have given, the greater will be your blindness and obstinacy in sin. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of justice than after they have known it to turn back. And St. Paul says that it is morally impossible for a soul that sins after being enlightened to be again converted. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and are fallen away to be renewed to penance. The threats of the Lord against those who are deaf to his calls are truly alarming. Because I have called and you have refused, I also will laugh at your destruction and will mock when that shall come to you which you feared. Mark the words, I also. They mean that as the sinner has mocked God by his confessions, by promising fidelity, and afterward betraying him, so the Lord will mock him at the hour of death. The wise man says, as a dog that returned to the vomit, so is the fool that repeateth his folly. In explaining this text, Dennis the Carthusian says that as a dog that eats what he has just vomited is an object of disgust and abomination, so the sinner who relapses into sins which he has detested in the tribunal of penance renders himself hateful in the sight of God.